A reading from 1 Peter 3, verses 1 through 22. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you are her children, if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for the reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey when God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through the water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word today, we welcome Pastor Craig Mueller, Director of Ministry to the Armed Forces for the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Peter, in our text for today, reminds us that we need to be ready for battle and suffering. It will be hard and difficult. I know that you don't have to be reminded of that fact, as many of you are already in the thick of it in your daily struggles and suffering. It is important to be reminded sometimes that we are truly living in the church militant. We are at war with the devil, the world, in our sinful flesh. So I ask the question, are you ready? Are you ready for the battles and sufferings that you face every day? What is your plan to sustain you on the battlefield of suffering? How will you endure? What is your hope and confidence as you go into battle and suffering? We need to be ready. We can't kid ourselves that we are not in a sin-filled world surrounded by evil on every side. In America, we may not yet be being hauled out of our churches, our homes, our businesses by evil men who put us on our knees with a gun or sword at our head and yell the words, "Renounce Jesus or die." Yet we know that in other parts of the world, this is happening even today. Christians are being executed and martyred daily for their faith. Here in our great nation of freedom, we are now seeing people losing their businesses because they declare that a marriage is between one man and one woman. People are losing their jobs or positions for giving a defense of the faith and speaking out against issues that go contrary to the Word of God. We are being told to keep our religion in the church and out of the public square. Oh yes, they tell you, you have the freedom to worship in your church, but just don't bring it into the public. How often have we given in and stood by quietly in a discussion in the public square about abortion, same-sex marriage, someone being gossiped about, because we didn't want to be labeled a bigot or having hate speech? We don't want to suffer for what we believe. We want to be liked and accepted. Well, our God gives us the answer of what we need to stand strong in our suffering and our battles. He says, have unity in mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil with evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. This is a tough task, but we are not alone. Whether it be in the persecution in the public square, or cancer, or lust, or gossip, or jealousy, or addiction, depression, or fear, we are strong in the Lord and His mighty power. God has made us strong when He gave us the robe of righteousness in our baptism. Just as He saved Noah and his family in our text, we are reminded that He has saved us in baptism. God saves you and gives you His righteousness in exchange for your sinfulness. He has cleansed you from sin and guilt. He has made you His child. Cling to your baptism as you walk this veil of tears with its sufferings, challenges, and sicknesses. The devil will continue to shoot at your heart, your conscience, and do whatever he can to bring you to hell with him by causing you to doubt and lose your faith in Jesus. He will do what he can to have you use your tongue to speak evil and deceit. But by the grace of God, for Christ's sake through faith, you are ready for those attacks and sufferings you face. A faith which clings to the promises of God that you are a baptized, redeemed child. Faith which clings to the cross of Christ for your salvation and will not allow the devil to give you doubt or despair, no matter how much pain and suffering you encounter. Our text reminds us that Christ suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous. He freely gives us His righteousness, which is forgiveness, life, and salvation. No matter how hard life gets, and when we are at wit's end, we are reminded that we are baptized and cling to that promise of God. So, are you ready for war and suffering? Are you ready to face the temptations that befall you? Are you ready to face the pain that may come your way? Yes, 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 you are ready because God has made you ready. He has given you what you need to sustain you in your suffering. He has given you His righteousness. He daily and richly forgives you. He made you ready when He made you His child in baptism. He makes you ready by giving you forgiveness, life, and salvation. So as we journey through this veil of tears, suffering, and evil, we have hope. A hope that is built on Jesus' blood and righteousness given to you. Thanks be to God. Amen.
We thank Pastor Craig Mueller for today's meditation on God's Word.